Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing well today. I'm not sure what part of the country you're in, but in Atlanta, we are snowed in. We have been snowed in since Sunday. I feel like I've been captured in my own house since Sunday when it all started. Atlanta is not used to this kind of snow. We have had more snow than we've had, and since I've been here in Atlanta, which is almost 40 years. So we are all snowed in. And many of my friends and family members that I spoke to in the last few days, they are getting a little bit tired of it now because their kids are driving them crazy. They're enjoying the snow, but also they are feeling like they're captured in their own home. But this is one way to bond with your family. This is one way to catch up on things that you haven't done: reading, sleeping, eating. Eating is one thing that you really don't want to catch up on because you can gain those extra calories and pounds. I try to be, during the time that I have spent in the last few days, I have nibbled on a few things, but I try to not to do too much eating as possible. But during this time, you sometimes get a little bored because you're stuck and you can't go out. I went out for the first time yesterday and try to take some of the snow off of my car. So whenever I go back to work, I'll be able to won't have all those things, all the snow on my car. And I went out for the first time, it was yesterday, and just for a few minutes, just enough time to clear the snow off of my truck. But to be honest with you, I am ready to go back to work, but at the same time, I have been enjoying myself at home, just relaxing, doing the things, and catching up on a few things that I needed to do around the house. So I've been kind of busy making phone calls of taking care of different things that I needed to take care of. So I have not wasted this time at all. But I know certain parts of the country, y'all used to the snow, but we are not in Atlanta. We are snowed in, and for some reason we can't get out. And hopefully tomorrow that we all be able to get out of here for a little while. But it's still kind of dangerous out there with all that ice and everything on the road and also in my driveway. But many of you are maybe used to the snow, but I don't think I will ever get used to the snow. Not in Atlanta, because we don't have the equipment to get us out of this mess, out of our subdivision and our highways and so forth. But anyway, it has been good while it lasted, but I think I'm going to have to get back out there tomorrow and get back to work. But it was a nice long weekend, and things have to change. You got to get back to the real world. So I hope that everyone has hope that you were not caught up in that weather and that you were able to enjoy and do some of the things that you need to do and bonding with friends and family or whatever you did. I hope that all is well. One thing, I made sure that I had enough food in the house, and I also made sure that my kids, where they were, that they had enough food. So I wouldn't have to be worried about how they're doing. But anyway, tonight I have two stories to read. Two stories to talk about that I read during the week, and I thought it was something interesting to discuss tonight. And one of the topic is, it says, the eye that never sleeps. And this is coming from Psalms 120, first chapter. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Another version of that is, I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answered me. A detective, Alan Pinkerton, I know most of you have heard about the Pinkerton Company. That's a private detective company, a very well-known national detective agency. Became very famous back in the 1800s by solving series of train robberies and solving other problems, assassination of Abraham Lincoln. This was one of the first agency of its kind in the United States. It's called Pinkerton National Detective Agency, which gained lots of recognition because of what they accomplished. And their theme for the agency was, we never sleep. There is no better feeling than knowing that you are protected and secured. You feel peaceful when the doors are locked and all is quiet as you drift off to sleep at night. You feel safe. But many lie awake in their bed with fearful thoughts of presence or dread of the future. Some are afraid of a commotion outside or a spouse who has been violent. Some cannot rest because of worries over a rebellious child. Others are anxiously listening to make sure a seriously ill child is still breathing. There are the times when our loving God encourages us to cry out to him, to the one who will never slumber nor sleep. And Psalms 34:50 reminds us that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Well, the Pinkerton Company may have been the original private eye, But the one who really has the eye that never sleeps is listening to your cry of righteousness. And what is this saying? See, when we go to bed at night, just knowing that God is there with us, has his angel encamped around us, he will be there to protect us. Even protecting us through this snowstorm that we've had in Atlanta. Well, he is protecting me in my home. He's made possible that I still, throughout the storm, our lights never went out. I have heat in my home. The lights are still on. There's food in my refrigerator. He's made possible, even though during a snowstorm, he has protected me and my family, and all is well. So he protects you not only during when you're sleeping at night. He's there each and every moment, making sure that you're okay. Even though when you are worried and think that you're not, God is there. And here's a poem, a short poem that talks about how he's there. Before you sleep, just gently lay every troubled thought away. Drop your burden and your cares in the quiet arms of prayer. When we can sleep in peace, when we remember that God is awake, he's always awake, watching over us and all the things that we are going through. Sometimes we don't feel that he's there, but he's there, watching over us and making sure that we are okay. And I feel that during this weekend that he has watched over us, because there could have been many accidents and people could have been killed or hurt in this snowstorm. But we have heard about people's cars being having trouble getting here and there, tractor trailers getting stuck. But you didn't hear about death. All we heard was how the different tractor trailers are stuck in the snow. Cars are sometimes running off the road, but we didn't hear about any tragedy. So even though we've had the worst snowstorm in Atlanta history, we were protected by God. He kept everybody home. People were obedient. And the weather, how the weather people gave us update information not to get out there, they stayed home. We all stayed home. And that was the best place for us, not to be out there trying to get here and there. So he was there protecting us, making sure that we were obedient and staying at home and making sure that things were okay with us at home. So even when we think that we are not being protected, God is there with us. There's another story I want to talk about, too, that I'd like to read. This one has a different title, Lion of Judah. Do not weep. Behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the roots of David, has prevailed. That's Revelation, coming Revelation 5:5. And this story talks about a lion, the lounging lion in Kenya, game preserve looks harmless. They roll on their backs in low-lying bushes. They rub their faces on branches as if trying to comb their magnificent mange. They drank from a stream. They stroll slowly across a dry, scrubby parent as they had all the time in the world. The only time I saw their teeth was when one of them yawned. If you look at TV and lions, they're not, they just walk. They walk with a slow pace. You don't see them running unless they're running after when they're looking for something to eat. Then they run. They really don't have to run much because they sneak. And they prey, and they watch for for the animals to eat. They slowly walk across the field. Most of the time, you sometimes see them just laying down, rolling around, you very seldom see their teeth only when they yawn. Their appearance is deceiving, however. The reason they can be so relaxed is that they have nothing to fear. No shortage of food and no natural predators. The lion looks lazy and listless, but they are the strongest and the fiercest of them all. Did you hear what they said? That they have no shortage of food and no natural predators, because the lion is the king of the jungle. The other animals are afraid of them. And they never go hungry because they know they can always get food because they're the king of the jungle. Sometimes it seems as if God is lounging when we don't see him at work. We conclude that he's not doing nothing to solve our problems. We hear people mock God and deny his existence because sometimes they feel that he's not there, he's not answering their prayer, that he's allowing things to happen. He doesn't defend himself, but God will not be afraid of their voices, nor be disrupted by their noise. He has nothing to fear. No roll from him, and his detectors will scatter like rodents. If you wonder why God isn't anxious when you are, it's because he has everything under control. He knows that Jesus, the Lion of Judah, will triumph, just like the lion. He just sit and wait and seeing what we're going to do sometimes. This allowing us to do what we think that we are in control of. And when we can't seem to solve our own problems, then we come crying to Jesus, asking him to please deliver us from whatever we might be going through. But God is just like that line. He just calmly sit back, and when he's ready to get up and find his creditor, that's when God, when he feels that he needs to step in, he does. But we must believe that he will. Try not to take control of some situation. Now, God expects us to be active and to try to do things, not to sit back and think that he's going to do everything, that when you need money, that he's going to just drop the pot of gold right in front of you. There are certain things that you have to attempt and do on your own. But God wants to be a part of it. He can make those things happen. When you pray about situation before you get into it, God will help you get through that situation. He will give you divine order. But we have to always know that we can always go to him when we feel that we can't accomplish certain things. But most of the time, we need to put our faith in him and give it all to him. When fear and worry test your faith and anxious thoughts assail, Remember, God is in control, and he will never fail. Because God is in control, we have nothing to fear. For he always wants you to call on him when you are in distress, and he will answer you. And I feel that during this snowstorm in Atlanta, he has done just that. He has allowed us to be obedient, staying home, keeping our family safe and ourselves, to make sure, even though that we could not get out there and drive, he gave us the knowledge to make sure that we did not get out there and get hurt, get ourselves in harm's way. And really, it's a mess out there. And he has protected us from all of this. There was has no been no casualty of anyone getting hurt in this weather. And I've been in this house since Sunday. And the only thing that they talked about as far as what was happening with the different tractor trailers, and a few people that did get out there trying to go to work, they were slipping and sliding. So just think that even though now we are tired of being in here, he's protected us throughout this the last few days. So just knowing that even when we think that he's not there, he's there with us. He will continue to protect us wherever we are and whatever we may be going through. And just like it says, do not weep. Just call on him when you are in distress, and he will answer. I have some more reading from my spiritual refreshment about you hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cries. It's easy to feel unheard in his life. Even those closest to you may sometimes fail to listen, but God hears. He's never too tired. He's never too busy or too distracted. You don't need any appointment. He's always listening, always encouraging. So cry out to him. Share everything with him. Those things that cause your pain, these things that will bring you joy. Let him in your secrets and your hopes. He will never fail you. Think of ways to encourage one another to outbursts of love and good deeds. And I'm sure during this time, we have done a lot of bonding with family members. I have been home alone, but I've been on the phone with others. But I'm sure that this was a good time for family members to bond and communicate with each other. The great thing about Christian community is that we inspire each other in this Christian taught walk. Haven't you caught someone red-handed in some kind of faithful act and felt inspired? And who knows how many times your faith has been spotted and someone made a better choice next time because they saw the choice you made. That's the wonder of rubbing elbows in the fret together. Faith alone strengthens you, but faith together inspires more faith. That's pretty much the way of bonding together. It's sharing certain things with others, which will help them to get through what they're going through. Does anyone want to say anything out there tonight? If not, I will continue. I would like to read a poem as well. Someone cares. Someone cares and always will. The world forgets, but God loves you still. You cannot go beyond his love, no matter what you are feel guilty of. For God forgives until the end. He's the faithful, loyal friend. And though you try to hide your face, there is no shelter any place that can escape his watchful eye. But on earth and in the sky, he's ever present and always there to take you in his tender care and bind the wounds and mend the breaks when all the world around forsakes. Someone cares and loves you still, and God is the someone who will always will. I'm going to leave you with that tonight, just knowing that God cares. Just like in Psalms 120, you can go out to him, you can call on him in distress, and he will answer. And he will be just like the lion of Judah. Just think on that story during the week, knowing that God will be there with you in every way. Simple things. And I just thank him for protecting all of us through the snowstorm, making sure that even though how bad it looks on the outside, that he kept us safe and warm in the inside. I've been very comfortable in that peace in my home, and I thank him for it, because it could have been worse. We could have had also an ice storm with the snowstorm. I have lots of trees in my yard, and that would have been a big problem for me. But even though we had this heavy snow storm, he protected us through it all. He made sure that we all got enough food in our home. The lights never went out. And he just protected us through all of this. And I just thank him. I just thank him for all of his blessing and how he continued to protect me and my family and friends. And he will do the same thing for you. Just continue to be encouraged that he will see you through each and every day. And I love him so much because he first loves me, and he has demonstrated in my life how much he loves me and that he will be there for me. And I can never thank him enough. Whenever I am about to do my prayer, I always give him praise first, because I want him to know how much I love him and how much I adore him, because he's been there for me from beginning to end and still is. And just know that you can reach out to him in distress, and he will answer. In his own way, not always the way that we want him to, but he will be there for us. I hope that you will have a safe week and be blessed, and tune in next week at 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. This month we will have some speakers throughout the month of January and February. But be blessed this week and hope that everything goes well for you, just knowing that God loves you and we do too. Have a great week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient.
love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
Love is felt
most.
I had my share
of love
abuse. Manipulated.
And its strength.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help it.
But to give God glory today,
when I think about all I've been through,
and I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that He favored me
because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because great is He that is in me
than he that's in the world.